Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Thunder Root here. Just going along with the opening song, Thunder. Wayne Thunder Root with you here on Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio, The Root. The Root's on fire. Going to be a wild show tonight because I have a lot to say about the destruction of the United States of America by this mother trucker, Joe Biden, and the communist cabal behind him. My God, they're destroying this country from sea to shining sea. Nightmare out there. Latest news from, I think it's B of A. Here it is. Yes, it is. B of A, Bank of America, which is known as a very liberal bank, by the way. They're calling it a meltdown. Bank of America sounding the alarm on collapsing freight demand. Trucking demand is near freight recession levels, according to B of A. Shippers' outlook on rates, capacity, and inventory levels are matching attitudes not seen since May and June of 2020, when pandemic lockdowns sent freight volumes into an historic decline. As Freight Waves reports in a Friday note to investors, the managing director of Bank of America's trucking research wrote that shippers' view of demand is down 23% year over year, and the proprietary truckload demand indicator has hit 58, the lowest since June of 2020. That's when the whole nation was either locked down or coming down off a lockdown. Hoekstra said shippers' views of rates have melted down. Bank of America's survey represented views from 44 shippers in industries including retail, consumer goods, and manufacturing. Freight Waves has previously reported, that a sharp, painful downturn in the U.S. trucking market is coming. This Friday note to investors is the latest indicator of the trucking bloodbath that many in the industry are currently seeing. The way the rates are, you have to run twice as hard to make ends meet, said Dan Guzman, a San Antonio-based fleet owner. One key indicator is the FreightWave Sonar Outbound Tender Reject Index. At this time last year, truckers were rejecting 25.7% of loads that they had arranged through a contract. That indicated they were able to find better loads through the spot market where shipments are available on demand. Now the rejection rate has sunk to 9.9%. So things are really looking bad. We're on the way to a massive recession, could be a depression. Why do I use the D word, depression? Because we're on our way to a massive food shortages and mass starvation all over the world. We're on our way to a supply chain nightmare, the likes of which nobody can even imagine at this moment. Nobody in America alive today. I don't think anybody. Is anybody alive today that was involved in the Great Depression as an adult? I don't believe so. No, not as an adult, maybe as a one-year-old or a two-year-old, but not as an adult. Nobody can understand what's coming. I see what's coming. Massive food shortages, empty counters, empty shelves, and massive supply chain disaster, in addition to a Great Depression, in addition to a government that wants to vaccinate you, kill you, maim you, murder you, and tax you to death. Because the people running this country aren't Americans. George Soros is running this country. A traitor is running this country. And if we're so quick to grab the assets of the oligarchs all over the world without trial, we should grab the assets of George Soros. This is the most disgusting, vile human being since Hitler. And we should grab everything he owns all around the world and charge him with treason. See, I'm not a bad guy. I say let him have a trial. Let him have the best lawyers money can buy. He'll probably get away with it. But that doesn't change the fact we are going after the oligarchs of Russia, billionaires, with no proof, no trial, no indictment. We're just stealing everything they've got because we think they're bad. Well, they're not nearly as bad as George Soros, who's running this country, by the way. Absolutely, positively running the country. Matter of fact, if I could find it, because I've got hundreds of articles here. But one of them said that George Soros is, in fact, running a certain aspect of the country, Biden's policies, which makes sense, because every policy of Biden, everything he does, here it is, everything Biden does destroys the United States middle class, destroys small business, sets back the American economy, and helps China. Secretive Soros-funded group works behind the scenes with the Biden administration on policy, new documents show. Governing for Impact's internal memo says they have implemented more than 20 of their federal agenda items. This is the group funded by George Soros, none other than the communist scumbag traitor. A secretive group backed by millions of dollars from liberal billionaire George Soros is working behind the scenes with the Biden administration to shape policy. Documents reviewed by Fox News show. Governing for Impact, GFI, the veiled group, posts and internal memos of implementing more than 20 of its regulatory agenda items as it works to reverse Trump-era deregulations by zeroing in on education, environmental, healthcare, housing, and labor issues. Open society. That's this scumbag traitor. This scumbag traitor who found guilty should get the firing squad. Radical communist out to destroy the United States and destroy capitalism, George Soros. His Open Society, that's his biggest organization, is proud to support Governing for Impact's efforts to protect American workers, consumers, patients, students, and environment through policy reform, says Tom Perriello, executive director of Soros' Open Society Foundations. Wow. Yeah, they're giving voice to the middle class, right, as they destroy the middle class. What a joke. But as the group attempted to conceal its operations, it sought talent on Harvard's law school website. The posting, which no longer appears, was for legal policy internships. The Harvard advertisement said the group was established to prepare the Biden administration for a transformative governance and that it had produced more than 60 in-depth, shovel-ready regulatory recommendations for dozens of federal agencies. These are the scumbags that are working day and night to destroy the United States of America. They've got lawyers that they are whipping with belts in factories 24 hours a day to come up with laws and rules to destroy this country. Here's a great example. Fauci claims the CDC should be above the law and not subject to any judicial review. He wants a full-blown pharma tyranny. During a recent appearance on CNN Plus, which no one watches, no one knows exists, and which is already out of business after less than a month with $300 million wasted and lost. Tony Fauci, another scumbag that needs to be indicted, arrested, and if found guilty, firing squad, said he believes the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, should be allowed to operate as a medical dictatorship completely outside of the law and the Constitution. Experts like himself and Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, Fauci explained, should have the full authority to impose mask mandates on Americans for as long as they want. No court should be allowed to overturn anything he or the CDC demands. This is what he said on CNN Plus after Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell ruled that the mask mandate for air travel and other forms of public transport exceeded the CDC's authority and properly invoked the good cause exception to notice and comment rulemaking, meaning they never cared about any comments, never allowed any comments, and failed to adequately explain its decisions. Fauci said those things are the purview of the CDC. This is a public health issue. It should not have been a court issue. For a court to come in and interfere in that is really unfortunate because it's against public health principles. Folks, let me tell you something. all my life I've railed against experts. Just because you call yourself an expert, or the media calls you an expert, doesn't mean that you are an expert. Most experts on TV are bull crap. They're liars. They're BS artists. And everything they predict is wrong. And everything they say is wrong. And every solution they've got is wrong. And never before was that more obvious than with doctors and the CDC and the AMA and the FDA and their response to COVID and the deadly COVID vaccine and their hatred of vitamins and their slandering of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Never was that more clear that you should never listen to these experts. They are dangerous. They're dangerous to your health. You know, all of you who've listened to my show on a regular basis know I'm still an NFL fan. I can't help it. I just, you know, it's like me is God, family, my children, making money, capitalism, right? And the NFL. My dog, Bubba, and the NFL, right? I love the NFL, just like I love making money. I love capitalism, and it's in my DNA, the Dallas Cowboys. Today, there was an article at the Dallas Cowboys website about the Dallas Cowboys draft choices for the last 10 years. So we're going to a break right now. When I get back, I'm going to tell you this story about the Dallas Cowboys and how it relates to COVID, the COVID vaccine, and the medical experts. And by the way, how it relates to Kirk Herbstreit, one of the great college football superstar announcers ever, who isn't coming to Vegas for the draft because he's double vaccinated and he's got a blood clot. He can't fly. He's the draft expert, and he's missing the draft because Kirk Herbstreit has a blood clot, double vaccinated. I wonder why. I wonder what those two have to do with one another. How many people in America are dying? How many have blood clots? How many have strokes? How many have heart attacks? How many have cancer all over their body since being COVID vaccinated? The numbers are over the top. Kirk Herbstreit, and today, VP Kamala Harris has COVID. What a joke.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing!
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, Property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Down the route. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed my root rant in segment number one, because the country is fraying. We're headed for civil war, we're headed for revolution, and we're headed for a World War III all at the same time. Our country is being ripped apart. We hate each other. This is like North against South in a civil war. I can't live with these people. These communist scumbags have got to be separated from us. And the ones who have caused the most damage need to be indicted, tried for treason, and get the firing squad at Guantanamo. But while that's happening, they're dying to get us in World War III to distract you and make themselves seem like heroes. So they won't get shot by a firing squad. They won't be charged with treason. They won't be convicted of treason. They'll be military heroes fighting on behalf of America against Russia. You do realize that Russia's gigantic battleship sunk to the bottom of the sea containing nuclear missiles. And Ukraine shot it, true. Ukrainian missiles sunk it to the bottom of the sea, but it was all 100% American equipment that fired the missile. It was American missiles, and there was an American spy plane overhead directing the exact pinpoint accuracy of where their battleship was, and we sunk it to the bottom of the sea. And so Putin now wants to start, literally wants to nuke the United States. But that's not even good enough. Our media is now bragging that U.S. intel helped Ukraine and their air defenses shoot down a Russian plane carrying hundreds of Russian troops. Folks, these are acts of war. We're going to be in World War III. Because at this point, this is the most insane landslide loss anyone has ever felt that's coming to Democrats in November. They have no choice. It's over. So they've got to start a war and use war powers and maybe cancel the election or have mail-in ballots only with no voter ID and no signature match to try and steal this thing, or at least try to stop the carnage and slow it down. So instead of losing 100 seats in the House and maybe 6-8 seats in the Senate. They lose, you know, one seat in the Senate and 20 seats in the House. Whatever they have to do to rig the election, it's wag the dog time. Sponsor of this segment, by the way, Kyle LeBrew for Congress, the only congressman in America sponsoring this national radio show. He wants to be the leader, obviously, of the freshman incoming Congress, which will be a Republican Congress. And this guy will be a star, I'm telling you. I know him. I like him. He'll be on the show tomorrow. He is a star. Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First candidate, candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District, strong, unapologetic, conservative Republican values, and he's not one of those career politicians who have ruined the country to enrich themselves. Kyle represents you. So all he wants to do is represent you. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder, Kyle says. Kyle will never support higher taxes because he knows we're already taxed too much. He understands government works for the people, not the other way around. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative warrior for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of KyleLeBrew.com. LeBrew, L-A-B-R-U-E. KyleLeBrew.com, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. I don't care where you are, in Vegas or Connecticut or Chicago or Texas. If you're listening to this show, any one of 50 states, even though you're not in Missouri, send in a donation to Kyle LeBrew for Congress. Tell him Wainwright sent you. Kyle LeBrew for Congress. And that's his website is KyleLeBrew.com. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress, but the website, KyleLeBrew.com. So listen to these headlines. COVID-19 lockdowns linked to increased hepatitis risk in children, says Australian infectious disease expert. I'll dig into that later in the show, because what have we got in the United States right now? A hepatitis outbreak among children. This is about the shots, the clot shots, the jabs, the COVID vaccine. Anyone who gave it to their kids, their livers are breaking down and failing, and they're getting hepatitis, and no one could figure out why. Gee, just like they can't figure out the heart attacks, the strokes, the blood clots, and the massive increase in cancer. Ukraine war to cause the biggest price shock in 50 years, says the World Bank. Now, I don't trust the World Bank. They're a bunch of commies, but they're right about this one. You're going to be in shock when you see what happens to grocery and oil prices 6 months from now, if you think it's bad now. Better get ready for $8, $9, $10 gas. Better get ready for grocery prices to double or triple from where they are now. The middle class will be wiped out. The world faces biggest energy shock since the 1970s, says the World Block, the World Bank, and stocks sink as inflation and recession fears rattle Wall Street. Gee, you think? You think maybe? And meanwhile, World Economic Forum's Class of 21 exposed Klaus Schwab's effort to remake the globe in the authoritarian image continues. Wait till I read you that story. The people that he's training to take over the world and make it a one-world globe and kill the middle class.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland made his way to Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Republicans very much questioning the AG about Hunter Biden's business dealings, and Republican Senator from Indiana Mike Braun inquires about a special prosecutor being appointed to investigate Biden.
Do we need a special
prosecutor to look into the Hunter Biden affair.
The question of whether to have a special counsel is one that it's an internal decision-making in the department, so I don't want to make any judgments one way or the other.
The U.S. State Department is confirming a temporary return of some diplomats to Ukraine. Spokesman Ned Price saying some members of the embassy team traveled to Lviv on Tuesday. Price saying it's the first step ahead of more regular travel in the immediate future. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vince.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the show. The Roots on fire. Soon we will have an announcement on a Wayne Roots television show. Today, by the way, I guest hosted an hour each Tuesday. I'm doing that now for the Alex Jones Network. I guest hosted the Alex Jones show, and it's funny because there's so many mainstream people out there that are like, Alex Jones, he's like a crazy conspiracy theorist. When I used to be a guest on Fox News, anytime I appeared on Fox News, I would get 25 to 35, once in a while even 40 people who'd email me or text me and say, oh my God, I just saw you on Fox News. When I guest host the Alex Jones show for an hour, I get 50, 60, 70 people who I haven't seen in years, haven't heard from in years. Oh my God, it's Wayne, you're a guest host, the Alex Jones. It's our secret love. We love Alex Jones. I don't think anybody realizes in the mainstream media, they're all so full of themselves, that more people watch Alex Jones online than are watching, in many cases, Fox News. Definitely than are watching CNN combined with MSNBC. People love this guy. And when I guest host, hundreds of emails, including 50-plus, as I said, friends who I haven't seen or heard from in years, always say, oh my God, I'm watching you right now on Alex Jones. It's amazing. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And you heard my headlines to start the show. Inflation is going into the stratosphere. This is going to be Zimbabwe level. This is going to be Weimar Republic level. Who's saying that? The World Bank is talking about shock from food price increases and energy increases months from now that will make this look low. You've got to get ahead of this. Gas prices, energy prices, home rentals, used cars, new cars, everything is going through the roof. Now interest rates through the roof. You've got to get protection. How do you protect yourself? Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. 40 years experience and billions in transactions. Tangible is number one. Call them at 800-384-41, 800-384-41. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and they will guarantee you the best prices in the country. Find the better price and call them. They'll match it or beat it. Plus, the best customer service in the country when you mention you're a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-384-41, or visit TII1.com. We've got our regular guest, Liz Peek, with us. She's an economic expert, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is LizPeek.com, Liz, P-E-E-K, LizPeek.com. Liz, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I'm terrific. How about you?
I am great. You know, I put out a book about 8 months ago called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and it went to number one in about 20 categories at Amazon. And all it's about is that it's time for us to boycott all the woke companies, and the first one on my list was Disney. And I'm very proud of that because I was there before anybody else. I didn't even know about the transgender and the sex identity brainwashing in kindergarten that they want. All I knew is that Disney's a very woke liberal company and that their TV shows on their Disney Channel are very liberal brainwashing towards kids. And I said, let's go after them. Let's boycott them. But I listed 115 companies. So I was there ahead of the curve, and I'm just proud of that. And I know Disney is an issue you wanted to discuss, so let's dig into it a little bit. Florida Governor DeSantis is punishing Disney, and I want to get your thoughts on this whole controversy.
Well, I think you're right. Disney is certainly not alone, but they have very foolishly waded into the culture wars in Florida, attacking, as I'm sure everyone's aware at this point, the bill that Governor DeSantis signed that prohibits teachers from indoctrinating kids about gender issues up through third grade. So, I mean, we're not talking about teenagers who legitimately probably need to be educated on these topics by their parents, by the way, but whatever. But we're talking about a bill that, when it first came out, was very popular in the state of Florida, including even Democrats who voted or surveyed were in favor of it. And then, of course, the liberal media got hold of it, and then this whole description of "don't say gay" was became attached to it, which is of course false. It has nothing to do with "don't say gay," but rather has to do with protecting little tiny kids from being, forced to hear content that's inappropriate for their age. And by the way, you know, I've had people on Twitter say, this isn't happening, this is all being made up. All you have to do is go on liberals of TikTok, libs of TikTok, and look at some of these nitwits who are teaching our little kids, people who say that they're witches and that God is a witch and, you know, all this gender stuff and everything. They are really crazy people. And some of these are teachers in your kids' school. So, you know, I think it was actually something that was perfectly reasonable for DeSantis to sign. Disney gave in to a small clack of very woke employees who felt like this was going to really harm LGBT, whatever, the community, and it's preposterous. I mean, no one in kindergarten has a gender issue. I mean, if they do, they'll find out about it later, and presumably their parents will be there to talk to them about it. But anyway, so Disney got their knuckles wrapped. DeSantis really lowered the boom on them by taking away this special treatment that they had in Florida. And what's ironic, Wayne, I mean, Democrats had long protested the fact that Disney did have this special carved out area, tens of thousands of acres that they controlled. You know, Democrats were like, oh my gosh, well, why should they have that? Well, now it's pretty hard for them to come back and say, wait a minute, you know, this is terrible that you've taken this special status away when they've railed about it for so long. But anyway, that's sort of the bigger story. I think the much bigger story is that companies, I hope, are going to begin to look at this and say, you know what? Really, we need to pay attention to our businesses, our shareholders. We need to butt out of politics.
Right.
Polling shows increasingly Americans don't want. Here's an interesting poll, actually. I mean, I talk about polls because I do think it's fascinating that what people say. Something like 70% of corporate executives say, oh, yes, we must weigh in. The world wants to hear our views. 36% of actual people say that. In other words, there's a tremendous disconnect between what these executives in the C-suite think people want them to do and what people actually want them to do. And the reason there's that disconnect, they are terrified of their young, woke employees who indeed will go on social media and scream bloody murder anytime that they don't line up, embracing the values that this group likes. But the truth is, most people just want to, you know, make my cornflakes, sell them at a profit. That's what I want you to do. I don't want you to tell me what I should think.
Right. And by the way, there's more than just the disconnect, Liz, is more than just the CEOs thinking that everyone wants to hear what they have to say. It's when they say what they have to say, there's a disconnect with what middle-class people believe. Because I'm an Ivy League graduate. I went to Columbia University, but I don't think like an Ivy Leaguer. I will always think like an SOB, a son of a butcher. That's what I am, right? I'm a son of a blue-collar butcher. So I may have been valedictorian. I may have gotten into Columbia. But in the end, I'm always going to be the butcher's son. I think like my father. And I'm telling you, the CEOs all have an Ivy League elitist mentality, and I've got a butcher mentality. And that's what most middle-class people have. Almost every human being that I talk to has my views on issues, which are middle-class views and middle-class values, and yes, even though I'm Jewish, Christian values. That's what most people I speak to have, Christian values, go to church, or at least think the church is a good thing. They're not atheists, and all these executives never go inside a church. They don't know anything of what Christians or middle-class people think, and they're just off track on everything. So it's more than just thinking people want to hear what they have to say. When they do say something, it's wrong.
I think that's true, and again, because they are paying attention to the noisiest, you know, the squeakiest wheels get the attention, for sure.
Right.
But I think you raise a bigger point, which is that America remains a center-right country.
Correct.
And it's really quite astonishing to me that Democrats have so vastly misread the mandate that this is kind of segueing into Joe Biden's mandate. And the reason he's so unpopular is he did not get elected to come in and bring AOC and Bernie Sanders' agenda along with him. And how it is, I mean, I guess they just, the people around him, whether it's Ron Klain or Susan Rice or whoever, who thinks that this is the big opportunity to kind of promote progressive values, I think they really misread the country. And that's why, oh my gosh, today another poll came out, his approval rating is at 33%.
Yeah.
I mean, it's astonishing.
I don't think they misread. I don't think they care. In other words, if you ask these elitists,
maybe,
they just don't care what we think. They think we're a bunch of dumb peons, and they would probably say, oh, Wayne Root brags, he's a son of a butcher. He's a loser. He's a low-class loser. They don't care what we think. They think we're wrong, and they're going to push their view whether we like it or not, right? It's Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. It's the Great Reset, you know?
Except, I mean, it's taking a toll on the party and on certainly Joe Biden's approval ratings, which means, I think, in the midterms that they're going to get completely hammered. And I think the way things are set up now, 2024 looks kind of bad for them, too. I mean, you know, the idea that Joe Biden's going to run again in 2024.
Well, people laugh
I don't know,
at that.
Somebody really should kind of sit him down and have him hold heart to heart. But it's not going to happen.
That's no, and speaking of polls. I saw the latest poll. It's 60, I think it was 67% of Americans do not want Joe Biden to run again. So he's if it wasn't 67, it was in the 60s that don't want him. I think it was 37% want him to run and 63% don't. That's what the number was. 63% don't want him to run again. So he's got big, big, big problems. And these people are just delusional behind him because they just don't seem to understand. The more they open the borders and the more they demand transgender education, the more America's turning against them. Liz, can you stay for a second segment?
Sure.
We'll keep you on. I want to talk about Elon Musk and free speech. I think that's a gigantic issue. I wish Trump had addressed it in 4 years. He never did. Elon Musk just did more than Trump.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
A new liberal book is out, and it actually claims that Obama is jealous of Joe Biden. I think Obama's jealous because in 8 years he couldn't create as much damage to America as Biden has managed to do it in just about a year. So Obama just wishes he was as destructive, he could have been as openly destructive to America as Biden has been. I can't think of any other reason to be jealous unless Obama wishes he had dementia. I don't know. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. My great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee are the owners of Energized Health. Energized Health was so wonderful for me. I've never been fat a day in my life and never thought I had any weight to lose, but I lost 25 pounds of fat in only 88 days, and most of that was dangerous inner body visceral fat around my organs that you don't see and you don't know you have, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. All that happened in 88 days, and now it's 17 months later, and I look fabulous everywhere I go. People say, are you the Wayne Root, the radio host? I go, yeah. And they go, wow, we didn't think you looked like that. They had no idea. John and Chelsea Jubilee changed my life. And they have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. No one else has the science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. It's your time to be healthy from the inside out. Right now, you get 40% off by just saying war for Wayne Allyn Root. Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off discount. Go to energizedhealth.com, energizedhealth.com, or better yet, call them direct, 888-444-8895, toll free, 888-444-8895. The call is free, and you get 40% off, and you lose fat, and you lose weight, and you build your immune system. All great stuff from Energized Health. 888-444-8895. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, back with Liz Peek. We're talking now about Elon Musk and what's happening with Twitter. I don't know if you know this, Liz, but I'm banned for life by Twitter. So for me, this could be a new lifeline. I'm assuming I will be back on soon. I applied for reinstatement last night around midnight. I applied for a reinstatement and mentioned the reasons why I should be reinstated. I'm hoping to hear good news the next few days. So I think with Elon at the controls, I'll be back on Twitter again.
True, although it may take a few months to get his control really in effect. But I think that's great. Look, I think that this is a brave new world. I think it's astonishing the uproar on the left, people have no self-awareness whatsoever when they talk about how they just hate disinformation and, oh, my gosh, you know, having a site that's going to propagate falsehoods. This is the group that gave us Russiagate for 4 years and so many other lies and distortions and covered up the Hunter Biden story and everything else. Holy crow. What are they talking about? I mean, honestly, you can't make this up, but it is kind of fun, I have to say, to watch them just totally disintegrate over what? Free speech. Right. Over the idea that someone's not going to censor an attitude or a position that they don't like. I mean, really, isn't that extraordinary?
It was extraordinary to me that I could be banned for life from Twitter. You know what made them mad, Liz, is that, first of all, they were shadow banning me. So for about 7 years, I stayed stuck on 70,000 fans for literally 7 years. Never went up one fan in 7 years. And then around the election in October of 2020 and November of 2020, I guess the interest was so intense in hearing about politics that despite the shadow ban, I gained 90,000 new fans, literally 90,000 new fans in 2 months. So I was gaining 40, 45,000 a month, and Twitter's little snowflakes must have been so angry that I was doing well on their platform. They called it, you know, considered it an affront to themselves, and they got all huffy about it, and they canceled me. That's it, because there wasn't anything. The day I was canceled, the only thing I put out was there was a video of a truck arriving, a van, in the middle of the night to the Detroit Election Center. I think it's called the Cabo Center. And the van arrived, and they were taking out boxes of ballots at 3 in the morning. And I said, watch this video. That's it. And I was, yeah. I was canceled the next day. Isn't that amazing?
Well, I think more than any other topic, challenging or questioning the election outcome definitely did get people removed from Twitter. And I think that'll probably go away. But you know, as heinous as that is, it does not compare in my mind to the fact that we had for 2 years doctors and people who were treating patients with COVID banned from talking about what they had done. And I think really this was something that may have cost people lives, because if you had a treatment or an approach that was not recommended by the FDA, not recommended by the CDC, which agencies, by the way, have been wrong about so many things.
Everything.
And also dishonest about so many things. They would shut you down and kick you off. And now, you know, that's just wrong, because when you have a mysterious new virus that comes out and starts killing people, we should have every debate, every idea possible launched into the public square, as Musk calls it, the town square, for debate and let people talk about it. If you feel that that ivermectin really helps the patients you have,
I do. Yeah.
We should be able to talk about that on Twitter, but you cannot.
Right.
So this, to me, as much as your situation is problematic, obviously, and distasteful, I think the other is criminal. And
well, my situation was both. Both, Liz. Believe me, I was suspended for a month before I got banned. I was suspended for saying that lockdowns have never worked during the entire COVID situation, except to destroy the lives of business owners and kill jobs. But they haven't stopped one germ. They said misleading health information, suspended for a month. There you go. Liz, we got to run. Liz Peek, her website's lizpeek.com. Thank you, Liz. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.